We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
AM Buffalo, after nearly 60 years, is signing off for good on Channel 7. You had quite a history with AM Buffalo. What was your background with AM Buffalo?
Well, I joined the show in 1983. I was 20 years old, right out of Temple University, and I was the college intern for Dave Thomas. And those of you who are old enough to remember Dave, he hosted Rocket Ship 7 and then Dialing for Dollars on WKBW in Buffalo, moved to Philadelphia, where I'm from. And at that point, the ABC station in Buffalo and Philadelphia were owned by the same company. So I was his college intern. And the producer of AM Buffalo, Marilyn Pfister, who was the first AM Buffalo producer in 1978, moved to AM Philadelphia. That was the route. You'd work in Buffalo and move to Philly. You'd move up in market size. Well, as a college graduate, I said, oh my God, I'd love to go to Buffalo. So Dave orchestrated an opportunity for me to meet Phil Buth and Steve Zappia, and I arrived here just a few weeks before my 21st birthday and started producing the show. And you know, Tom, in those days, every major city had a morning show, AM Los Angeles, AM New York, you know, with Regis Philbin, AM Detroit, AM Buffalo, AM Philadelphia. And it was a part of the way television stations not only generated revenue, but also met their community service requirements by the FCC. And these programs in Buffalo, at least, originated with the start of Dialing for Dollars. I know, Tom, you're not old enough to remember The Count and the Amount, but in 1964, the program started. And I would define it as Liz Driven, the late host, once said, co-host, it was like the Today Show meets The Price is Right. And it morphed into AM Buffalo in 1978. And now its time has come and its time has gone. And I know WKBW has some plans to create some digital content, and they're certainly not going to abandon the community that has been served by the show. So it's just a part of the natural evolution of media. It's had a long run with a lot of great folks behind and in front of the camera.
How did it evolve from Dialing for Dollars? I faintly remember the tail end of Dialing for Dollars with The Count and the Amount, going to the AM Buffalo with the celebrities, and to what it has become now.
Sure. Well, you know, back in the 60s, Dialing for Dollars was really like a game show. I mean, you literally had a phone book, and the hosts, Nolan Johannes, Dave Thomas, Liz Driven would call, you know, six from the top, and they'd call a phone number. Can you imagine this on live television without any delay? And if you knew the whatever the count and the amount was, then you won that cash jackpot. But it was time to change. You know, shows were coming on the air like The Phil Donahue Show, and the morning audiences were getting smarter, and they required much more than just a game and a cursory community service piece. They wanted more depth. And it was the thought in Buffalo to turn it into AM Buffalo, change the hosts. Brian Cale and Nancy Foreman joined the show in 1978. Brian, originally from Jamestown, was an anchor in Los Angeles. Nancy, not sure where she was from, but she eventually went on to the Today Show. She has since passed on. But, you know, the show started in 1978 with them. And then from there, they decided that it would become topic-driven, not just the game-driven, although they still had the jackpot call. They still retained that element. And when I joined the show in 1983, it was Brian Cale and Cindy Abbott. And Cindy was with the show from, I believe, 1980 to 1990. And Brian was with the show until 1995, I think. So, again, long, long legacies with these talent. And to answer your question in a long-winded way, the show evolved. The community was calling in. They were engaged with the guests. We used to do topic-driven shows. I'll share one story. Back when anorexia and bulimia were all in the rage of people, you know, trying to figure out what this was all about, and a lot of people were very hesitant to even talk about that challenge that they may have had. And I decided with Brian and Cindy that we would do a whole hour about eating disorders. and we invited a studio audience, and people willingly came to Channel 7, about 20, 25 people, and they talked about their concerns, and we had a nutritionist and a doctor. And a year later, the Anorexia and Bulimia Association of Western New York was formed as a result of that show. That's just one of a million stories of how that show has touched the community. So that's why the show evolved from a game to a topic-driven show, celebrity guests, community, audience-driven, on the road, and then revenue segments somewhere down the line.
John, does it seem like the audience that was there for AM Buffalo 20 years ago, it's just not there anymore?
Well, you know, I don't know what the ratings are, and I don't have any of the research information. But as we all know, Tom, I mean, look at, you know, in our business in television and in your business in radio, the audiences are changing. The audiences are getting older for traditional media like radio and television. And the younger audiences are digital, online, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. They're getting their entertainment and their information in different ways. And it's my understanding that the station's going to take the digital platform and create some content that would be relevant and attract that younger audience. And it does cost money to do television, and it does take time, effort, and energy. And perhaps they're going to take those resources and put them elsewhere and into other parts of the station. So I think it's just an indication of how the world is changing. And, you know, there aren't that many shows left. I mean, AM Buffalo is one of the last shows standing. AM Philadelphia has been long gone. AM Detroit, long gone. All these major cities walked away from that concept a while ago. So, you know, good for WKBW to have hung on to it for as long as they could. And later in my incarnation at Channel 7, when I was program director under several ownership changes, I would fight for that show. And I'd say, look, you can generate revenue by charging clients for appearances on the show. You don't want that to dominate the show, but at least it was a way to generate revenue and justify its existence, so to speak. So, and that's fine, you know, and it was good content. It was client content, but it was still made interesting, and it kept the show going. So they kept it on the air for a lot longer than most stations across the country did for their morning shows.
What was the most memorable celebrity guest you had on AM Buffalo during your time as producer?
Oh, boy. I have to say Regis Philbin. We flew him in when Regis and Kathy Lee first started. And the connection there is quite interesting. The executive in charge of Regis and Kathy Lee at that time, and now it's Kelly and Mark, his name is Art Moore, and he's program director at WABC. Well, Art was the director of Dialing for Dollars at WKBW from 1972 to 76, went to Channel 6 in Philadelphia, and I knew him there. So when Regis and Kathy Lee came on, we laid a full court press. We flew Regis in. He appeared on AM Buffalo. We recorded a full hour with him. We gave him the key to the city. He appeared at the Gourmet Gala for the March of Dimes. And truly, Tom, one of the most engaging, affable, funny, sincere, talked with the crew, talked with the audience, talked with the talent. Just the greatest guy. For me, he was my perfect guest. Everybody else has a different thought, but we've had everybody come through. And it's the real people. I know Linda Pellegrino, who was host from 1990 until her retirement from the show and a few years ago, used to say that meeting the everyday people were very inspirational. So from celebrities to the everyday Western New Yorker, we were honored and blessed to meet them all. AM Buffalo sunsetting. It's not so much a bad thing as it is just a change. And everybody that had a touch point with that show, as I said, on the air, a lot of great people, people who are at CNN, Mike Toppo, Michelle Cumbo, Linda Pellegrino, Cindy Abbott, the late Brian Cale, John Summers, Courtney Corbetta, Mercedes Wilson, who's there now, Emily Lampa, people behind the scenes, people who've passed away, Steve Zappia, Ron Martzoff, just the legacy goes on and on. Phil Buth, all of these people helped build a program that touched the community. And that was always our mission, to engage the community. And I think we did a great job with it. And I think the team there is continuing to do that. And we wish everybody the very best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.